Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
That was awesome.
I retweeted something out, Craig. I don't want to get into this. I don't feel like arguing with anybody today. But there is a casual version of awesome that is listed in the dictionary, too. I retweeted it. You can say, like, that food was awesome. Now, you don't like it. I understand that. And I get what you're trying to say.
You mean, but you can see that I'm correct.
Well, I don't really care. I don't say it as much as a lot of people do. Petey says it a lot, so you can have the argument with Petey.
But you keep bringing it up, so apparently I'm going to have the argument with you.
No, I retweeted it. I just said...
Oh, no, that's not bringing it up.
Some said Craig was wrong.
Well, no, you're not talking about it.
Definition.
So I won't talk about it with you.
This is definition of awesome. Inspiring awe, like you said. Informal. Terrific. Extraordinary. I had an awesome time at the concert. So there are two versions. So you can
informal use. / stupid.
Okay. That's A and B. Definition of awesome. Argue with this. It's called Webster's. No, Merriam-Webster. Yeah.
Informal?
What does she know?
Merriam-Webster.
Good point.
Yeah. Excellent point.
Good point. I just tweeted it out, so you can. No big deal.
That lady is such a know-it-all.
She seems to be. Petey Mac a little later on.
Jennifer Aniston is fitty today.
She's still hotter than most chicks half her age.
Sure.
Yep.
No question. The average refund on tax returns so far this year is down about 8%.
Yeah, they're pissed on Facebook.
This is the first year that the tax overhaul of 2017 is impacting
returns. Not if you made a bunch of money, it's not. You made a bunch of money, your taxes went down.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, that's good. That's how it ought to be.
Yep.
IRS says they've processed about 25% fewer returns this year. The tax season being watched pretty closely thanks to that Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And some people think that you owe more to the IRS this year than you did last year.
I saw a post from your home state there, Iowa.
Was his home state?
Farm income is way down, about 10%.
Yeah, I saw some headline about farm bankruptcies were way up.
That's because of the trade war that Trump started, so... These are just facts. Hate to hit people with those, but that's why.
But you can write off your private jet now.
That's right. You can.
So, you know, it's a give and take.
It's a give and take, right. You know. The farmers can write off their private jet.
Right, yeah.
Exactly. And if you bought that was on you.
Maybe you saw the headline about paintings by Adolf Hitler that went unsold at an auction.
They still exist? Because I know that...
That's kind of the question.
They try to get rid of stuff like that. Like a guy bought John Wayne Gacy's clown pictures and burned them, you know?
Yeah.
So that murder and porn, basically, or, you know, the paintings of murderers, they try to get rid of that stuff, but there is a market for that crap.
And the Bartman ball, they bought that and blew it up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah,
same thing.
Yeah,
the one was... I had Hitler do that... I think it was a turtle...
So I didn't see it.
Art school.
Oh yeah,
that's one of them.
Was he accepted?
No, he wasn't. That's what I wish he would have been.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have turned into Hitler.
Oh yeah, that's where things went bad.
Yeah, then he just
became, art school.
It was artist dictator, right. And he didn't get into art school.
Man, I blame the art school.
Hence World War II.
So there were several paintings that went unsold, and the reason. Is not because people were necessarily offended by Hitler. It was that it was determined that they were going to sell a lot of them.
Right.
And it was determined that most of them for sure were fakes. And so they weren't sure about the rest of them. That's why they went unsold, not because Hitler's an ass.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Or worse.
He's an ass.
Yeah, they just, they might be fake.
So nobody wants to buy a fake Hitler. Right?
Nobody wants a fake Hitler.
Right.
Yeah. So. Ass, genocidal maniac,
right.
Whatever.
Yeah. Good people on both sides, remember?
No,
that?
No, I would disagree with that.
Yeah, so would I.
No.
I'm just
would you?
I'm paraphrasing what other people would say.
Match Group Tinder's parent company, you know, the dating app,
mm-hmm.
they announced that Tinder added 1.2 million subscribers last year alone.
How you doing?
That surge led the Tinder brand to close the year out with $805 million in revenue.
Man, does that cost you?
Well, there's ads.
Not in and of itself.
Ads. There's just ads. Yeah.
Okay, so to subscribe, you just have to sign up.
Sign up.
I guess. Profile, yeah.
Swipe left.
Some of, like some of those apps where you know you can sign up for free, but there's other premium services that you can pay for.
Better looking people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You got to pay for the hotties.
I don't know if they do that.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's nearly as much. That $805 million in revenue is nearly as much that Tinder brought in as what the rest of Match's dating brands, Match.com, OkCupid, pulled in combined. Most of Tinder's revenue growth is thanks to Tinder Gold. See, that's a pay thing that gives members certain limited features, like more super likes, whatever that is, per day.
That means they really want to bang you.
The ability to swipe around the world and insight into who's already liked them. Tinder also made it a goal to focus on a younger demographic of 18 to 22-year-olds.
Yeah, they're having trouble getting laid.
I was going to say, why would you want to swipe around the world, but I suppose
if you can't meet them.
If you travel internationally.
True. Well, people just go to those cities and swipe while they're there, don't they? Yeah. That's what comedians do. They swipe Omaha chicks when they show up.
When is Florentine coming back?
Yeah, when's Florentine coming back? Exactly, right.
He's doing that on commercial breaks.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Swipe. Ah, she looks like a pig.
No swiping.
Who was he with the last time he was here?
I think it was Zumach.
Yeah, I think it was. And they were both.
Yeah, they were both.
They had their nose buried in their Tinder accounts.
Although I think they stuck they stuck around for like 10 or 15, 20 minutes after the show that day. And I remember I walked by and Todd was sitting at a table trying to talk with both of them. And they were both just swipe.
Swiping their Tinder last night.
Oh, that was one. We had an early dismissal that day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
So they hung around to do some TV or something.
Yeah.
And kill time by
swiping.
Right. Seeing what's out there on Tinder.
It was certainly better than talking to Todd, apparently.
Yep.
Because they both had no interest. I walked by and Todd's just sitting there talking to himself.
Yeah, but, you know, you could get Todd. Laid from, you know, you could have Todd or anyone else.
Yeah, but Todd's a sure thing.
And women, though. They like women, though. Yeah.
And that.
Yeah.
Study says your gender and your body size determine whether you reach the age of 90. On average, women who are taller and slimmer tend to live to be 90 more than women who are shorter and heavier. Specifically, those who are 5'9" or taller are over 30% more likely to reach 90 than
women.
those 5'3" and under for men.
It's a tall woman, man.
Yeah, for men, it's more about physical activity. Those who work out more than 90 minutes a day are almost 40% more likely to reach a ninth decade of life than those who exercise for 30 minutes or less. You can find this in the medical journal BMJ.
90. Why not? Let's go for it, Craig. Your biological dad died pretty young. That doesn't mean you're going to.
It doesn't.
No, you already passed him, didn't you?
I don't remember.
But I think you got a lot of catching up to do to average 90 minutes of working out a day.
Was that a day?
Yes, a day.
Yeah.
There's got to be some genes in that, too, man. My old man, my grandfather lived to 92, and he retired pretty young from the steel mill and, you know, just hung out.
Well, that's,
made to 92.
That's less stress than a lot of people.
Yeah, he did. That's true. He didn't much stress. He lived a pretty stress-free life after that. He just kind of hung out. Didn't
that
much
now,
money.
Now, they do say
on.
That it's...
Smoked till he's like 85.
Right.
So...
Yeah, that genes don't play as much of a role as we think. It may be, you know, 20, 30, 40%.
That's still a lot.
Well, 20% is what, you know, one study said.
Mom was 5'9". Mom was kind of skinny. Mom made it to 76.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but what else? There's
variables in all this stuff.
Sure.
Right.
Was she, say, for instance, a smoker?
Yeah, yes, for a good part of her life, she was.
See, you know, that some people think that has...
yeah, I've heard.
that'll yeah. lop some years off.
Yes, it does.
That's what I've heard.
Or give you neck cancer.
Yeah.
Or that.
Yeah, but you just beat that.
Yeah, it's not a big thing.
Well, you got to go in and see somebody. And you can't beat it with a stick yourself.
No, that would hurt, too.
It would.
Beating your neck with a stick ain't going to do anything.
Yeah, it could hurt.
Well, I mean, if that's what you're into.
Yeah, true. But it's not going to get rid of cancer. That's an old school remedy right there.
You could, but...
Beating your tumor with a stick.
You might miss some stuff.
You could.
Might not get it all.
Ask Dr. Mina. Should you just beat your tumor with a stick? Does that work?
I think that we have figured out that no, that doesn't work.
I don't know.
You're not a doctor.
I'm not.
We're not a doctor.
We'll let Dr. Meehan check in on that.
And perhaps they were just being nice to me when they didn't beat the cancer.
Did we have a long email about testicular cancer? Some guy found a lump down
there?
No,
it wasn't cancer.
Oh, I didn't read into it.
It wasn't cancer.
You want to hear it?
Yes.
Yeah.
He said he reached and felt a really big, huge ball, and I lost interest. I got scared.
Interest. That's where you started reading more intently.
No, I forgot. I was doing something. I'd leave the phone.
That's so when you started reading it one-handed.
Yeah. Well, I felt my ball. I had to feel my balls. I started feeling my balls right
away. Just do heed our advice.
Got it.
Especially when it comes to areas of the junk. If you guys are always touting that if there's something wrong with your head or your junk, get it checked out. Luckily, I was able to heed your advice. Not as quickly as I should have. Sorry, this is a little long, but it's a pretty good story.
It doesn't feel long.
Yeah. Last Thursday, I noticed my right nut was kind of sore. I thought I would give it a day or two to see if it got better over the weekend. It was kind of a dull pain. Sunday night, I noticed it was a little swollen. Monday morning, we went to the doctor. He thought it might be an infection. Put me on an antibiotic. The swelling continued.
Contortion?
Yeah, as I thought.
Oh, the twist.
It would before the antibiotics really started working.
That's why I didn't read the red spray right
by
here.
By Thursday afternoon, my right nut was the size of an avocado.
Whoa.
And I made another appointment for Friday morning. And the doctor sent me straight to Kearney. I don't know where he lives. I live in central Nebraska. Closest urologist over an hour away. So my wife and I... headed to get an ultrasound. Turned out I had a testicular torsion.
It turns, that's right. Yep. So it turned around, yeah. Oh, that's got to hurt.
Strings holding my testicle. I don't think they're strings, but whatever they were. Holding my testicle suspended in the sack were twisted like a bread sack. Everyone in the surgery suite doubted that the nut would survive as there was only a trace amount of blood flow on the right side. Luckily, the doctor was able to save it. He said that somehow the vas deferens had wrapped around the strings like a twist tie, and the nut itself got twisted, which actually allowed that trace amount of blood flow into the testicle, which in turn saved the nut. Something he'd never seen or heard before. It probably will be a story in the Journal of Testicle Health. Craig will probably keep it at his house. Let's make sure all the listeners know if it involves your junk or your brain, get it checked out immediately. That's from Eric. Glad you made it, buddy.
Oh, so that was inappropriate laughter.
So he saved the nut. The nut was saved?
Yeah. Right,
still got two.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We've talked about the contortion returns like a bread tie. That's great. That's good. That's a good reference.
I sent him a follow-up, and apparently they're both really sore.
Well, yeah, I would think so. Just all the soreness in one big area down there. Yeah.
Well, and if they're doing surgery, they're in there, you know, juggling stuff around. Yeah. It's going to be sore. Yeah.
That's right.
10 stitches in his sack.
Yeah.
Ow.
We said nuts way too many times. I just typed in nuts. There's a ton of nuts in here, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly. That is unbelievable.
That just hurts. What about these nuts?
Right, get them checked.
Get them checked. Yeah, do that.
But good thing you didn't do our thing with the tumor. Don't beat your nuts with a stick.
Oh, no.
If it's hurting, don't just beat your nuts with a stick. That doesn't work on that.
Don't try and flatten out the tumor.
We'll wait for Dr. Mina on the tumor
situation. That would have happened. They might.
But it will, might. I don't think it would help your nut.
I think it would have stopped the blood flow, and he might have lost a nut there.
Just beating it with a stick?
Yep.
Well,
it might have just popped.
It might have. We'll check in with Dr. Mina about the tumor. That might still work.
The size of an avocado.
Wow.
Hope you weren't wearing the skinny jeans that day.
That's a nut.
Yeah, and plus the other one wasn't, so it was like a, you know, a little offset there.
Yeah. So, once again, another example of the difficulty of fame. And, of course, you know, it goes both ways depending on how you look at it. But Taylor Swift, one of her accused stalkers, has to go to jail because he broke into her home last year. And he was found sleeping in her bed.
Yeah, that's the part of fame's tough.
Can you imagine finding a stranger sleeping in your bed and they want to be there?
No. Not anymore. Not anymore. I used to remember that. They want to be there.
That sounds a little kidnappy, by the way, when you put it like that.
I know, but that's not what I meant.
I know, I'm just saying.
I mean, they want to be there.
Right, it sounded like there were some that didn't want to be there.
Right. I hope they went there on their own.
I think what Craig meant was, that's true. It is kind of kidnappy.
It is.
That's not really meant by that.
No, not at all.
I know what we were talking about. That is a difficult. I don't know how they break through the barriers. I guess you can't have 24/7, you know, guards.
This guy used a ladder to climb through a window and used her shower.
Oh my God! Was this the house in Rhode Island? She got a big mansion on the beach in Rhode Island.
This is New York City.
Oh, she got a place in New York City too. Obviously, she's
specifically
rich as hell. So,
yeah, she's got 100 houses everywhere.
Right,
and.
Yeah, that's a difficulty of fame.
Okay, so do you take a shower there anymore? Do you sleep in that bed again? You know, some people are going to be a little upset with that.
Yeah, you might get a few security guys to sweep the area.
I could never live in a mansion that big. I have too much OCD. I'd spend all night locking up. I would spend all night checking every garage door and every door in the house. And then I'd go to bed 8 hours later. If I live in a mansion like these 23-room mansions, how do you do that?
If it's just you.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
What the hell do you need 40,000 square feet for?
Well, because you want a mansion, because you get the cash.
Well,
probably have guests over a lot.
Absolutely.
Staying there.
And if nothing else, it might be the neighborhood that you're buying.
True, but it's a big place, I'm sure.
Out of Mobile, Alabama, 19-year-old Dan Bennett was arrested after a homeowner spotted Bennett attempting to break in through her kitchen window. The homeowner screamed. Bennett fled the scene. Other homeowners later positively identified Bennett, who had seen him rolling around, who officers spotted riding his bicycle in the area. When he was arrested, Mr. Bennett was carrying a taser, a pair of hair styling scissors, a pack of razor blades, and a, quote, large rubber sex toy with a tube attached to it, according to police.
Want to go camping? What the hell?
Mr. Bennett was arrested and charged with attempted second-degree burglary and a probation violation. Last year, he was arrested for breaking into a barn stall and saying hello to a horse in the wrong end.
With the rubber dong?
I don't remember that part.
Why would you carry a rubber dong around?
Why wouldn't you?
There you go. That's the answer I wanted, Craig. That's where we work together on that. That's why we work together right there. Yeah. Don't fail me again now.
What now? Styling scissors?
Let's see. What did I say there? A pair of hair styling scissors.
Yeah. Those are the sharp ones. What else?
Let's see. A taser.
Okay.
A pack of razor blades. Yeah. And the large rubber sex toy with a tube attached to it.
I'm sure the rubber sex toy comes out once he tases you. This is the weird part about this dude.
Right there is your...
That's the weird part.
See, that's the part to me that makes sense.
Pretty basic survival kit right there.
It does. It does, yeah.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.